Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Adam Small, and right now I'm talking with Brother Jim Crossman. He's the curriculum design leader at BYU Idaho. Brother Crossman, thanks for talking today.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I wanted to ask you just a couple of questions before we talked about your devotional talk. So in your role at the school, you're over online courses and kind of that design and structure and whatnot. I wanted to ask you, how have online courses, if at all, been affected by what's happening with COVID-19?
Yeah, that's interesting because really it's the same old for these online courses. Now students that are taking what we call remote courses, in other words, they're being taught by campus faculty over Zoom, that, you know, that's a different experience than what they signed up for. But typically, if you sign up for an online course, you know what you're going to get, and it hasn't changed. The online students' experience over this whole COVID thing. We still have tons of courses. We still have tons of adjunct instructors that are helping out, and it's just kind of going off without a hitch, which is nice because there have been a lot of hitches other places in our lives these last few months.
So here's another quick question I had for you, because I know online courses, like you said, haven't been affected too much. What are some of your thoughts about the school's announcement that just came out about how the fall's going to look, how we're going to have, you know, online classes? Now we're having like half and half classes. Some classes will try to stay on campus. Others will be fully remote. What are some of your thoughts? And if at all, how does it affect you?
Yeah, so it's not going to affect online courses too much. Now, we probably will see maybe a few faculty will look at some of these online courses and say, can we use this, you know, for what we're planning to do? But, I don't know too much about what was going on other than there was just so many good, brilliant minds. There was so much counsel going on, amongst the people up here at BYU Idaho, also with the other CES institutions about what to do and the strategies. So, I think we're going to see some amazing innovations come from this. We're going to see some classes that will probably say, hey, we really like this new component that we added, and we're going to keep that. I think we're going to give students options. We're going to give instructors options that, you know, some people maybe they feel like they're compromised. They may get the disease more easily than others. And so we just want to make their educational experience as good as it can be. Keep them moving forward towards that degree, towards learning more. So I have nothing but high hopes for coming up this fall.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to think about that for a second, is how, you know, this remote learning structure that we've had has been more of a temporary, you know, solution for a larger problem. But it's interesting to think how that could open up opportunities for the future. That's something I'll have to keep in mind as we look at how BYU Idaho and other, you know, higher education institutions try to give people unique opportunities for the future. So
right, yeah.
Then I just wanted to talk to you about your talk, and I've always loved being able to get a quick little preview at the text for a devotional message. And I wanted to ask you, there's a lot of different things to choose for something like a devotional talk, where it's really you that you get to decide what you want to talk about and pray about it and everything. What led you to talk about charity?
Yeah, it's I didn't have any super great direction on choosing this. I've just been interested in the topic of charity and how to get it. A few years ago, I was on a kick about studying spiritual gifts. And so, you know, just looking at all the spiritual gifts that are listed in Corinthians and Moroni and in the scriptures. But what stuck out to me was Moroni's statement that charity is the greatest of all these gifts. And that kind of struck me, because there are some other gifts that, wow, that would be really interesting to have that gift, or what's that gift about? But Moroni circles us back to a strong base of charity. And then he just talks about how to obtain the gift, and just the importance of having that pure love of Christ. So, you know, I've had a few people in my life show charity towards me, and I didn't understand why with some of them. Why were they being so kind to me? I didn't feel like I deserved it, but I was lifted up because of them. So charity's kind of been on my mind for a while, and I thought it'd be good for me to learn some more about it by, you know, learn more about charity and kindness by by writing a devotional.
Yeah. And that's great too. I mean, and I just kind of thought for a second about what you said about how sometimes, you know, we don't always have like a lot of direction about what to talk about. You know, sometimes the Lord just, you know, kind of wants us to do it. And then sometimes he lets us run with it. So I have confidence in you, even though you said that you didn't have like a lot of direction. So
yeah, I haven't heard otherwise from anyone that this is a bad topic, so I'm just going to go with it.
You know, sometimes no news is good news, right?
So exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So in part, in the beginning of your talk, you talk about something that, you know, really concerns a lot of us in the church. We talk about how many different commandments we have to live and how many skills and attributes we need to learn to acquire and perfect and develop stronger and stronger over time. And you use this analogy of all these attributes being like a locomotive, all these different, you know, cars on this one long stretch train. And you used charity as that first, like the front car on a locomotive. I wanted to ask you a question kind of related to that analogy. What were some of your, say, favorite scriptures, or maybe some scriptures that kind of motivated some of the principles you teach in your talk?
Yeah, well, I bring up, I can't say it better than Moroni did about when he talks about charity and basically saying it's going to be well with you at the last day if you possess this gift. I mean, that's almost an understatement. Like, yeah, things will be going really well for you if you have charity and if you've followed the doctrine of Christ. Yeah, so a few stories that really resonate with me about, you know, scripture stories about charity is there's a story of the woman who had an issue of blood and thought she would be healed if she touched the Savior's raiment. And so she kind of pushed her way through the crowd, touched his raiment, and was healed. I don't know if she was expecting anything else. She kind of was, you know, fell away into the crowd, it sounds like. But I found it interesting that she was already healed, but the Savior then turned around and said, you know, who touched me? And then, you know, she was trembling and saw that he saw her, and so she came forward to him. So it was after she was healed that he still took some time to validate her and to teach her about what her faith just did. You know, thy faith hath made thee whole. Her faith was able to draw on the Savior's power, to his virtue, to make her whole. So I just found that interesting. Here's the creator of the universe. She's already healed, but he still took time to teach her and validate her. And just that love, that love he has for the individual. One other story, I really like this. The people of Ammon are trying to get out of a bad situation, and so the Nephites not only take them in, but a bunch of the Nephites actually leave their land, leave Jershon, I think, and leave their homes and willingly give it up to the people of Ammon. And then not only that, they put themselves as a buffer between the people of Ammon and the Lamanites, and a lot of Nephites died protecting these people who were fearful of returning to their old ways if they picked up the sword again. So, yeah, those two stories about kindness and charity, there's all kinds of other stories in the scriptures. Those ones really resonate with me. I think those principles of attending to the individual who may not get the attention, you know, validating, teaching, and then giving people what they want and what they need, I think these are great ways to help build the kingdom of God.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are all great scripture references. I wanted to ask you a unique question. And, you know, in the times that we live in, this is something that, you know, none of us really saw coming. And it's been a very unique experience for all of us going through a global pandemic. And, you know, at the same time, there's a lot of contention in the political world. There's all these different things that are causing turmoil to so many people's hearts. With a world so filled with contention, what are some of the best ways that either you found personally or things that you think that any of us could do to always be filled with charity despite everything happening around us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it just starts with what Moroni says is, first of all, pray for it with all your heart. What if you say, charity is good to get, but I really don't desire it like I think Moroni is asking me to desire it. I think a good way to start is just reading stories of other people who are kind, so you can see the fruit of that. And that's kind of what I've done with this talk. I don't have a whole lot of original thoughts, but I found some really good stories that I think will help inspire us to want to be more kind, to want to have charity, to want to be like those people that we hear about, that we see. So I think that's where it starts, is just pray for charity, and the Lord will then make you aware of situations where you can be more charitable, more kind, where you can serve others more. So I think that's where it starts. It's also, I think it's a good practice to, you know, when someone says something that might rankle you or offend you, just, you can start by just assuming people are coming from a good place. If you do that instead of thinking that they're out to get you, and maybe they are, but treating them like they're coming from a good place can sure diffuse a situation pretty quickly, and I think good can come out of that if you can just be patient and have that gift of discernment where you can see the good in other people. So yeah, start with prayer. That'll do it.
Yeah, it's always the best place to start, and even to kind of go along with that, like what you were saying, is how sometimes we don't desire it, maybe necessarily, as Moroni exhorts us to. Praying for that desire is a very powerful way to pray for things, and that I feel like that those kind of prayers, I feel like, are particularly meaningful, because it shows that even though we don't feel something a certain way yet, it shows that we want to. And I think I just kind of chime into the great things that you said.
That's a great way to put it. I like what you said. That's great.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to go back to something real quick. So when you said, when you were coming up with what to talk about for devotional, something that inspired you were a few acts of charity that you've received that you felt like, I believe you said that you felt like you maybe didn't necessarily deserve. Would you be comfortable sharing one or two of those experiences that maybe could apply to someone else listening?
Yeah, I'll give an example. So I used to help run the teleprompter up here at BYU Idaho a few years ago. And it was one Sunday evening, we had a high-ranking church official that was coming up to give a Sunday night devotional, and it was a big hubbub. Everyone was making sure that things were taken care of, and I was just there as a backup. They brought their own teleprompter equipment and everything. I was just there just in case something tragically went wrong. So I'm just sitting off in the corner, just minding my own business. I'm nobody important, and at the end of the rehearsal, we're all getting ready to leave, and so I'm putting on my coat, getting ready to leave, and the speaker just made sure. He kind of went out of his way to catch my eye and wave at me and say thank you. And it's usually those small acts of charity that, well, not just small ones, but any acts of charity, but something as small as that just really stuck with me, that I didn't do anything. I wasn't anyone important, but he was making sure that he was showing gratitude and for everyone involved. And it was something really small, but it's as you obviously can see, it's stuck with me over the few years.
Yeah, that's so cool. I've been privileged to meet a lot of general authorities and other church officials in my life, and it's amazing how charitable they are in the sense of, like, sometimes we feel like we're that person in the room that no one notices, and then they just find a way to turn to you and to reach out to you. And mm-hmm. It's amazing. Those experiences resonate with us, and I can totally get what you're saying there, because I've been able to see that a little bit firsthand. Brother Crossman, I wanted to just ask you, out of all that we've talked about so far, is there anything that you haven't been able to share with our listening audience that you maybe wanted to?
I don't know if the listeners have access to the discussion board that's associated with this devotional, but there have been some great stories on there. People sharing. The question was, what are some ways that you've shown kindness to others, or someone has shown kindness to you? And there's some great stuff out there. The one that I'm not using in the talk, but I just really enjoyed anyway. Her name is Kimberly. She was going to McDonald's to get a gift certificate for someone. And this young boy, you know, probably 13 years old, opened the door for her and smiled. And, you know, that's great. And so she's ahead of him in line. She notices behind her that he's kind of digging through his pockets, trying to find exact change for whatever he's going to buy. And so she went ahead and bought two gift cards, and she gave one to him, handed it to him on the way out, and said, thanks for opening the door and smiling. And so her punchline for all this was, kindness is infectious. And it is. That's what kind stories do to us. It helps us want to be better. And I hope that's what people leave with from this devotional, is that there's some good stories out there, and hopefully that'll help us, you know, if we don't desire to have that gift of charity, hopefully it'll help us to have that desire.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Well, Brother Crossman, thank you so much for talking, and we look forward to your upcoming devotional.
Great. Thank you so much.